Anyway, Simen Reishain Gimel, Sif Dalet. Let's again start with the Lashon of the Mechaber. Yochel Odom Lekadesh Lacherim, Af Al Pi Sheinei Oichel Imoem, V'Leditu Havi Mokim Suda. So that we had learned already, that even though by the Mekadesh it cannot be Mokim Suda, but if those who are Yaita with his Kiddush, they're going to eat, so by them it's Mokim Suda, and he can make Kiddush for them. Ba'av al-gav, the bebirkas ha-yayin, eine yochel lohitzi acherim, im eine nene imohem. Even though normally birchas hayayin or all birchas hanenin, one cannot be mighty someone else if he himself is not deriving hanor. Kimin dahai boire priyagofen hu choyvo lekiddush, since the boire priyagofen has to be made for kiddush, not for his hanor, now, because of the chayv of Kiddush, Kiddush hayoyim domi, so the bracha of Boire Pri Agofen is similar to the Birchas HaKiddush. And just like by the Birchas HaKiddush, there is a din arvis, kol yisol harevim zelozem, that one could be mighty someone else with the Birchas HaKiddush. So the same thing, the Boire Pri Agofen, which even though this is a Birchas Hanenin, he can be mighty even though he himself is not Nene. And let us, the Baal, stop over here and see the Mishnah Berurah and try a little to clarify this halacha. In the Mishnah Berurah, up to Sifkotin Yudches. So the Imov Aval Gav, the Birchas Hayayin and Yochel Haitze Acherim, Im Einei Nene Imohem. Normally, one cannot be mighty someone with a Boire Pri Agofen. The Kaimalon, the Chol Birchas Hanenin, Ein Adam mighty es chaveroi im hu atzmai einoi nene os. The halacha is, if Shimon wants to drink something and he asks Reuven to be mighty him with the broche, Reuven cannot be mighty him with the broche. By a birchas hanenin. Rak bedavar shehu chayit. But by something that is a chayv, kigoyin kiddush v'chayyotze boi, adam mitzi chaveroi, v'chmavu akel b'simen kuf samach zayin, siv yutes v'chof. By a davar shebechayv, one can be mitzi. And let us just go a little further, and then we'll try a little to clarify this halachim. Hago, so Al Kaponim, the Mechaber said that even though normally Birchas Boire Pri Agofen, which is a Birchas Hanenin, one cannot be mighty someone who wants to derive hanor from wine if the Mevorach alone is not drinking from the wine. But here, the Boire Pri Agofen is similar to the bracha of Kiddush, period. Agol, now the Gemara is Moisif. Vafilu b'kiddush shel yoyim b'shachris b'shabbat. Not only the Kiddush alayla, that there's a nusach of Kiddush, there's a birchas HaKiddush, even the Kiddush shel yoyim by shachis, that the whole Kiddush is only a birchas HaNenin, Mutter Lassigkeit. One is permitted to, one can be mighty someone else, even though he himself is not drinking from the wine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu Reitze Leimel. Avdisham, the Kiddush of by day, Kol HaKiddush Rak Beire Pri HaGofen. The whole Kiddush is Beire Pri HaGofen Levat. Mikol Mokim, Kiven Dehi Mitzvah. But since this Beire Pri HaGofen is said als Achoyvas Mitzvah, we're making the Beire Pri HaGofen not that we want that he should have hano from wine on Shabbos. Ela mitzvah love. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Kishah mitzvahs. Mishum hochi moitzi acherim. So therefore, since this, his chiyuv to make Kiddush is achoymes ha-mitzvah, so I can be moitzi him. Afal pishayinene, even though I am not drinking, I hold a kreis and I make a beir pri HaGofen and he drinks, then that's good. Kiddush HaLaila. Now, the Leidami Levirkas HaMoitzi Shel Shabbos Shel Kol HaSholos Sudos. Now, the Birchas HaMoitzi, there's a mitzvah to wash three times on Shabbos. Then the halacha is, if this person does not know how to make a moitzi, and he asks me, I should be moitzi him with the moitzi. So then the halacha is, I can't be moitzi him. I can't be moitzi him. So now the Mishnah Berurah wants to differentiate between the Beire Pri HaGofen of Kiddush and the moitzi of Suda Shabbos. V'leidomi lebirkas ha-moitzi shel Shabbos shel kol ha-shole sudois de'enei moitzi imenei oichel imohem. If I'm not eating and I just want to make a moitzi to be moitzi him, that he should be able to become the mitzvah of shole sudois, I cannot be moitzi him. In my Kiddush, I can be moitzi him. So what is the difference? So he says the difference is as follows. Da'av shehem choyv, there is a choyv to wash and eat pas three times in Shabbos. Ein achoyv olav mishum mitzvah. The choyv is not a stamazaya mitzvah. El kedei sheyehane misude Shabbos. The Indian to wash three times is alzoinik Shabbos. And therefore, the yisoid ha-mitzvah is a mitzvah he should have a no of achilas pas three times in Shabbos. V'ein la mitzvah atzmo choyv, but there is no choyv to wash. Lulei dahano, doho, I'll prove it to you. Im hu nene mimasha misane. What if a person derives more hano, Shabbos fasting, than eating? Ain't tzorich lecho, so there's no chiyuv to eat because he has more hano by not eating. Kedisa b'simen reish peches. So the yisoid of mitzvahs achila is hano. Al kein ein moitzi acherim imeni oichelimon. Ve'im kidesh ala pas. But what is, I want to, the Yenna wants to make Kiddush al pas, so I'm going to make the Kiddush for him, and I'm going to make the Moitzi for him, Aus Meitzi gam be Birchas am Meitzi. Then I can be Meitzi him. Bei Birchas am Meitzi, ke Birchas meure Bria Goven, le Kiddush Ayayin Damjim. Now, I'd like to say over the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Harab in Simin Kuv Samach Zayin, and perhaps we'll get a little clarity in this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows. He says an explanation in this whole halacha. V'chol she'enei mechuyim b'dovo, enei moitzi acherim yideche bosom. If I am not mechuyim in this mitzvah, I am not mechuyim in this bracha, I can't be moitzi yenem. I can only be moitzi if I'm mechuyim. U'birchas hanenin, now, so let's talk about birchas hanenin, enei doime le'birchas ha-mitzvahs. Sha'af. Now he first is going to explain by Birchas HaMitzvahs. Sha'af mi she'enei mechuyev b'dovo. Let's talk about the mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvahs. I am not mechuyev. Mibnei shekva yotze yedei chabosai. I made Kiddush already. So I'm not mechuyev in Kiddush. Yochel levorech lemi she'adayin lo yotz. So I can make Kiddush for him. Kegoyin lekadish Kiddush. Lefi she'bemitzvois she'hein choyvo. A mitzvah which is a choyv. Kol Yisroel arevim zelozet. So every Yid is responsible to see that the other Yid should be Mikayim Hischayim, Vigam Hu. So the first Yid, who made Kiddush already, Nikra Mechuyim Bedova, I'm Mechuyim in Kiddush. Shechaveroi lo yotze yedei chayvosa yadayim, if the chaver wasn't yotze. So I'm mechuyim in Kiddush because I'm responsible to see that my chaver should be yotzi his chayver. So I'm still mechuyim in Kiddush, even though I made Kiddush for myself, but I'm mechuyim in Kiddush because I'm mechuyim to see that this Yid should make Kiddush, so the responsibility of Kiddush lies on me. So I'm mechuyim still in Kiddush. But when it comes to Birchas Haneni, Sha'af Shehein Choyva Al Haneni, now the person who wants to derive Hanom, there's a Choyv on him to make a Broche, Mikomokim Biyodoy Shaloy Lahonoy, so he says over there, but he's not Mechoyim. In this bracha, because he doesn't have to eat, v'shalei levorech. So be'etzim, there's no chiyuv bracha on him now, because he doesn't have to eat. Lefichach ein acher she'ein nene nikrim b'chuyim b'dobo. So since he is not mechuyev to make a shakel, because he doesn't have to drink. So memele, there's no din avis on me that I am mechuyev to see that his shakel should be made, because he's not mechuyev to make a shakel. So there's no din avis on me. So I'm not mechuyev in a shakel, so I can't be mechuyev in a shakel. Fine. But then, that's a poshut to din. But now he goes a little further. V'afilu mishabes, shulchayim lechel pas. This is the halacha we're learning now. By Shabbos, he is mechuyim to eat pas. Mikol mokein, kivim shechiyim zeh einay elo lahanosoi, the shinish of the chiyim. Why am I mechuyiv to eat pas on Shabbos? Because I'm mechuyiv to have hano on Shabbos. So the source of the chiyuv starts with a chiyuv ano, a mechuyev tev ano. V'haraya, she'im einei nene b'achilo, so let's say a person has an upset stomach, and he doesn't have any ano from the food. Pato milecho. So we see that the chiyuv to eat pas on Shabbos is because the Torah wanted him to have this ano. And therefore, that's the shayrish of the chiyuv. In Cain, einoy yochel levorech gam Cain. What will be if is a chiyuv on me to have hanor? What if I don't know how to make the bracha? Ramkin lo yehenim, so don't have the hanor. Sha'osa lehonis me'elam hazeh b'loi bracha. Fine. But now he says, avod, ve'ein kol Yisrael arevim she'yehenizev. By a chiyuv hanor, there is no din alvis. Avol al kol achila she'ein choyv al adon. An achila that there is a choyv on the person to eat. Shaloi mishum anosoi. Kigay mata b'leil Pesach v'yayin shel kiddush. There's a din alvis. Now, I think he is saying such a yesod. The Torah gave responsibilities on one yid to see that the other yid should be mimamale his chayv. And that's the din of Alvis. But let us just mention something. There's a shayla, is there a din alvis on a ger? Could be by gerim, there's no din alvis. A ger, there's no din alvis on a Yisrael, and a Yisrael, there's no din alvis on a ger. That means this din alvis that I'm responsible, and after 120 years, there'll be a tvi on me, why he didn't hear to your shayfer. It's my responsibility. I should have blown shofar for him. This halacha is derived from the din avos. And the din avos was not said by everything. The din avos was said only on chayvos that a person is mechuyev to do. He's mechuyev to hear shofar. I'm mechuyev to blow shofar for him. He's mechuyev to eat matzah leil Pesach. I'm mechuyev. So there's a din alvis. So I'm a chuyim to see that they should be able to eat matzah. I make a bracha for him. I'll achil his matzah. I'm mighty because I'm responsible to see that he should be able to be memale his chuyim. He's a chuyim to have hanor on Shabbos. The Torah of Shabbos only. So here the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, "Ve'ein kol Yisrael arevim she'enizeh an achiyuv of hanor." There's no din alvis. Finished. There's no din alvis an achiyuv of hanor. So if his whole chiyuv is he's mechuyev teiv hanor, he's mechuyev teiv hanor. And after 120 years, if he didn't wash three times, don't run from him. Why he didn't wash on Shabbos is a chiyuv teiv hanor. But that's his chiyuv. It's not my chiyuv. A chiyuv of ano was the chiyuv of ano is only on the person who's mitzvah, not on somebody else. So since it is not my obligation to see that he should have this ano, and kol Yisrael arevim she'yehen is that there's no dinavis on ano. So memele, so how can I make a bracha for him? I can only make a bracha for him if I'm a chuyim in the chiyim that he's a chuyim. So therefore, I'm a baal seyuvim. So if in the mitzvah of kiddush, which is achoyva, has nothing to do with anom, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is achoyva. So I'm an orev to see that he should be memala his chiyuv. Now, if he doesn't know how to make a bracha, so I'm a chuyuv to make a bracha for him. That's my responsibility. So therefore, I can be meitzim with halachilas matzah. I can be meitzim with the meitzah. He can't eat the matzah without the meitzah. Because also Lord Moller says that, and I'm mechuyim to see that he should be able to eat the matzah, so I'm mechuyim to make a mitzvah for him. It's my choyim, I'm responsible to make a mitzvah for him. But chiyuve hanom, which he is, there's no din alvis on chiyuve hanom. So finished. So he is a chiyuv tevanom. He doesn't know how to make a broche, he is a dilemma. But I'm not mechuyev, I'm not responsible for this chiyev. So I'm a lav v'chiyuvim. A lav v'chiyuvim cannot be meitzi with a bracha. This tachshach mir is the yesod of this halacha. Mishael's Mr. Kabbalah's Arvis was only then. They were only mekabel for Yisraelim, not for Gerim. So that's a shaila, I think, if there's a din alvis. But the din alvis, it's not hefkeveld. The Torah gave a din alvis. So it's set on certain chiyuvim, it's set for certain people. There's other shitas that hold, because machlok is the dogel mevavir Rabbi Kevega. There's the din alvis on noshim. The dogel mevavir said there's no din alvis on noshim. That a zocher should be an orim for a nisha. That's the shikas dogel mevavir. There's all shalt to make kiddush for nisha if I was yaitzer ready. The mevavir says you can't. But the Kevega says you can't. Of course, it is a din alvis. But it works with a din alvis, and the din alvis has its guidelines and its klolim. That's all what we're saying over here. So memele in chiyuve hano. Or the din alvis finished. I feel about chiyuve hano. Loin me boy when there's no chiyuve hano. Someday he wants to drink some water. So I think he can make a shakel for him. Because there's no din alvis whatsoever. Now I feel a chiyuve hano. There's also no din alvis. And call you, I mean, I command the Colossians of the Shulchan al-Kharab. And call Yisrael Arevim Sheyehenezev. I think that is shot in this halacha. Now, let us go further. But now, the Mechaber says one more condition, which is a very sticky halacha. The who? She'enam yoidim. This chiyuv that I could be moitzi yene is dafke if they don't know how to make the bracha, how to make kiddush. So then there is a din that I can have Simon Orev. I'm responsible. But if he can make the bracha, now yes, to me to make a bracha, I like your nusach better. I don't know the nusach so much. You make the kiddush with the nus and with the niggin and the nus. Fine. But he knows how to make kiddush. And I'm not making kiddush now. So the Mechaber says, Amor Dika Halacha. So there's no din alvis. I'm not responsible. You know how to make kiddush, make kiddush. Finish. I can make, I'm a lav v'chiyuv. That's what the Mechaber says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu she'enam yoidim. V'im yoidim l'kadesh ba'atzmom. Einai yachel aitiyam bekiddush shaloi. I can't be mighty because it's not an alvis. What kind of orev are you? You can do it yourself. I'm not an orev if you do it yourself. Imeine yoytze oz ba'atzmei ba'kiddush. Unless I'm yoytze myself to think in this, then I can be yoytze you also. But that doesn't go me denavis. Fine. This is pshat in the mechaber. Now, v'aprichodosh v'simin tak ei choylik. But v'aprichodosh is choylik on this thing. Osviralei de bechol gavni yuchalai tziyom. By a birchus a mitzvus, he can't do it, he can't do it. There's a din arvis, and I can't be my tziyom. That's a prichodosh. Ubeselfa artis achayim simen ches, masi gamkein de midino yochel lohoitzi bechol gavni. Also, not like this machaba, I can be mighty. By a birchus amitzvus, I can make a bracha for you. Ach lechat chile amitzvus shikadish ba'atz makivin shubokim. Listen, you know how to make the bracha, so you should make it yourself. וגם חברי המציע אינו יוצא אתו בקדיש, so this is preferable. But מעיקר הדין, I can be mighty someone even though he knows how to make the ברוכה. Now this is more of the כנגיה, like כי ישויפה. Let's say a person blew shayfa, and now when he blew shayfa in shul and they shayfa with the boss, now he comes to someone's house and he's blowing shayfa for him. Who should make the bracha? So he knows he can make the bracha. So let him make the bracha. So according to the Mechaber, yeah, he should make the bracha. According to the Prichodosh, I can also make the bracha. In other places, the meaning is that the Tekeya makes the bracha and finish. That is according to the Prichodosh. Now, let us go and look into the Bir Aloche, which is Mordik Negeya. Vuhu she'einam yoidim. I am the Mishnah Brura, that's the Shittas HaMechaber, and you're not Yoytz, I can be Moitzim if he knows. V'chein Nirel Anias Daikli, the B'diyemet Moitzim B'chol Gavni, I hold, he's Machiyan Al-Aloche, not like the Mechaber. T'chol HaMroches, Avo Pisha Yotza Moitzim, Afil HaLamoki. כי ידוע למעיין בסימן חסק, ואחרינו משם בגוס אושרי, וברן, אוקיי, זה אובן שמר המקוימס. So that means, during סימן חסק, נוכל סיצס, if you have five people that want to put on a talus, a sixth person who's not putting on a talus can make a bracha for them. And then they put on the talus, even though they know how to make a bracha. So mitzvahs are mitzvahs, I can't be mitzvahim. So this halacha, so he, look at he says, O Masha Kosov B'Beis Yosef, Koi Soros Iyun Godol. So they finish what he said. They chase and said over here, a big finish, that I can be mighty someone to teach and make the book. Now this is more of the Knegeya. Sometimes, let's say a person made a Kiddush in shul, and his wife didn't make Kiddush, and he comes home, and he's not interested in making Kiddush anymore. But his wife didn't make Kiddush, so she says, make Kiddush for me, and he's going to make the Beure Briegof, and he has no interest of drinking wine. If he has an interest of drinking wine, wants to make Kiddush, we'll see later, we'll mock him through this pass, so he's making Kiddush for himself also. He wants to drink the wine now, he wants to drink wine in the middle of the Suda, so the Beure Briegof he's making for himself. Then there's There's no problem. The problem is he was by the Kiddush in Shul. He drank enough wine already. In Shul drank enough wine. He comes home. His wife tells him to make Kiddush for him. So the Shaila, he said, "Boy, repri, I go up and give him to drink. Yes or no?" So L'chayre, this din is Me'ikar Adin. According to the Pesach Chodesh, I can do it. The Gemara said this. The Gemara said, "I feel a kiddush shirim. I could be moitzi." The Mahabba just said a sticky line. Again, it does not make the brachim. And that the Mishnah Berurah passes to Halachim. Meiker Adin, I can do it. Lechatchila, it would be probable. Let her make kiddush. Let her make kiddush because she knows how to make the bracha. That is Ebes Lahachro in the Mishnah Brura. What? No, 100%. Is he making kiddush for himself also? No, this all child's only if I'm not yoytzer. Then there's but if I'm yoytzer myself, if you're not yoytzer, then there's no dembaroyvam. No. The baroyvam is not when I'm yoytzer. So then the mitzvah is being done baroyvam. But now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Isha Almono. Now he talks about Nebuch HaKeis of an Almono. She doesn't know how to make Kiddush. She can't go into someone else's house to hear Kiddush. Even Shaina say and the Shom Klal. She's just going to hear Kiddush. She wasn't invited by them. She's just going to hear Kiddush and then she can go back home to eat. So that's no good. So it's Kiddush Leibim Mokim Sunday. Someone else's house. But it's a problem. She doesn't know how to make Kiddush. Ella Yitonis Acha Lebeisa Lekadish Lefonel. So someone should go. This Amon is a problem. So someone should go into her house and make Kiddush for her. He doesn't have to drink a thing. Even though he's not Yoytze with the Kiddush, that is this thing. What we learned in the Machaba. She doesn't know how to make Kiddush. It is a dinarmist. I'll make she'll drink, I'll go to Shabbos, and that's that. Now, we didn't finish the sif yet. Now, we said at din that I can make Kiddush for someone else. He'll be eating, I'm not eating. So, if as yet I did not make Kiddush, so I'm not permitted to drink from the coast. I'm not allowed to drink before Kiddush. It's his Kiddush, but I'm not allowed to drink. Sif hey. Kosmu hagoinem. Ho de in Kiddush ele bemokim sudem. Afilu ochal dobal muet. Now, what does we're learning it in the Kiddush Mokim Sudeh? Afilu ochal dova mut mean tiere kizayis of pas. Oishoso kois yayin shechayim olav brocha that yechayim a brocha achoine. That mean tiere kizayis pas that you are mechuyiv to benchan. Oh, he drank a revius yayin that you mechuyiv to make a brocha choyna. Yotza yidei kiddush b'mokim sudeh. So I was yotza kiddush mokim sudeh. And therefore, the goymer sudose b'mokim acher. So therefore, if I want to eat someplace else, so I'm not mechuyiv to wash here, theoretically. according to the Shitus HaGoyim, I want to eat by Yankel, but I want to make Kiddush here. So I'll make Kiddush in my house, I'll drink a revius of wine, and then I'll go and eat by Yankel. V'davke ochal lechem, but that's davke if I ate lechem. I shall so yayin, or I drank wine, I ate a kezayis pas, or I drank a rabbi's wine. Avaloch al peiris loim. But if I ate peiris, so then I won't be good. That's not good. You have to eat either pas or yayin, or see the Mishnah Berurah about mezaynus. Fine. Hagor, zutteremom, ulefize, ayemuta lemoyel ulesandik, lishneish mikoshel mila bishabis bishachis, imshoysin, Kishir, Avonogo Litain Latinix. Let's see what the Gemara is speaking about. A person is making the Broche Alamile. Kaire Sabris. The Sandik makes it, the Moil makes it. Seems that was the Minig. The Sandik or the Moil used to make this Broche. So now, he didn't make Kiddush. He comes to Yankel's house. Fine, and there's a Bris over there. So he says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Pia Gavon. Baruch Hashem, Kairi Sabris. Then he gives the Kairi Hashem. Fine, Gavaldik. Now, fine, we finished everything. Now, what happens up? He didn't make Kiddush yet. What's the problem? The Kiddush by day is a Baruch Pia Gavon. And we'll see what's speaking about. By that Bris, they didn't serve the Zionists. So what should he do? He didn't make Kiddush yet. Since the Gemara, no problem. Drink the kais. Drink a revius of kais. So with the Bayre Priya Gofen, you kill two birds with one stone. You are Mekai Mitzvah's Kiddush with the Bayre Priya Gofen. You are the Bayre Priya Gofen on the Birchus Hamile. And then what you need Mokim Sudha, no one is serving any Mizainus over there. So drink the kais. So the Gemara solved the problem by a bris. But the minig is that the Moyel and the Sandik does not drink the kais. He calls over Yingala before them. Listen, I'm making a break open. Heaven's in it to be Yaitse, and you drink the kais. And the Moyel and Sandik doesn't drink. What's shot in this minig? Because the Gemara said like this. The Gainim said, it could be Yaitse, Kiddush, Mokim, Suda, Berebius. It's enough for me. The Gemara took on the sack, Tosva Gainim. It can be Seimach and the Gainim. The Minik Oilamas were not Seimach and the Gainim. But not Seimach that Yayin, Arabiyas Yayin is sufficient. So therefore, the Minik Oilamas, you give a tinnit to drink. So far, that is Shab.